Hi, and welcome to episode 2 of the Chamber Pod Squad, brought to you by your local Lake Havasu area Chamber of Commerce. I'm Amanda Mahaffey, and joining me is Reagan Robertson with The Cause. In this episode, we will be discussing new projects, events, and how you can get more involved in your community. Hi, Reagan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing good. Excited for our second podcast with the Chamber.
Nice.
So we'd love to hear about you and the many hats that you wear. There are a lot. So if you'd like to start with The Cause and how that kind of became its thing, and then we can go on from there of all the other things you do.
Well, let's see. It was about April of 2019, so just a couple of years ago, and we had an empty building with a lot of used restaurant equipment and small wares that people don't like to purchase old equipment. So I just literally started brainstorming what we could do with that space, and I was interested in shared workspace at the time, so I looked at turning that entire building into an office space, which would have been a lot of work because of the raised ceilings. So I literally Googled shared kitchen and just kind of fell into this whole co-working space of shared kitchens. They're all over the country, more often in cities than rural. But yeah, I said, you know what, let's give this a try and see if it can even become a thing. So 2 years later, we're now up to about 18 members. So it's going well. COVID shocked us at the beginning, where it was quiet for a few months, and then ever since then, it's just kind of been a steady roll of interest. So
no, it has really taken off. I mean, in what you've done inside, the mural is gorgeous on that wall, and even outside now, you have it all painted, and it's really beautiful down there. I know that we have used that space for a couple of our events too, and you can really accommodate for anything mm-hmm. you want to bring to it. So you said 18 businesses. Now, are those some of the businesses, they just cook out of the kitchen and then they do like deliveries and things like that? Or
yeah, it's a pretty good mix. It's funny because when I was researching it, I went to the health department and was like, so I want to do this thing with a shared kitchen and just kind of bring it. And they're like, oh, you mean a commissary? And I was like, oh, like to me, a commissary was something from the 70s or in a prison, or it just that term.
Yeah, I just think of like military when you go down, and
it wasn't used a lot. And but literally my health permit that The Cause carries is a commissary permit. They kind of guided me. Once I knew that word, it kind of opened up to the whole food truck thing, because in order for a food truck to get their health permit, they have to have a commissary.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have a few food trucks. We have about 4 or 5 of them. We have some caterers that just, you know, make their reservation for when they're doing a private event. We have some that operate out of there full time. So we have some that are there, you know, 5 hours a month, and some that are there over 100 hours a month. And then also some businesses that aren't necessarily kitchen related, but they just need the shared space for their business to function. So Grace Arts is one. They always utilized the space when it was a restaurant, but now, you know, they're a member, and they're paying their rent to be able to use the bathrooms and the facilities, the air conditioning. and then we have White Hart Farms, which is a aquaponics farm, mushroom farm, and they just needed the shared space for business license to be a part of the farmers market. They wanted to have the commercial property for all of that. B&B's Bitch and Fish, you know, they as well needed the commercial property to be able to get all of their licensing. So they're not necessarily using ovens or things like that, but we can allow for that retail as well.
Wow, so That's fantastic. So to be a part of The Cause, is there like a website to go to? Do you take applications, or like how does that process work?
Yep, we do have a website. It's thecausellhc.com. So the and then K-A-W-S lhc.com. And it lists all our members. I have been emailing our application and kind of the orientation checklist of everything you have to become a member. But once you're a member, you sign your rental agreement. The easiest way I say it's like a gym membership. So there's a minimum monthly fee, use it or lose it. And then just based on how much you use it, the rate goes up from there. But yeah, it's pretty simple. It's nothing crazy. It's the basic insurance. You know, if you need a health permit, you have to have your business license, just basic documents to help you become a legit business. And then I can walk you through the process of going from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you had mentioned the farmer's market. I know that has really, blown up the past, I mean, how long has it been going? It's been over
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Right now, July is our 2 year anniversary. We had to switch to the second and fourth Saturday of the month for a few reasons, but one was First Friday. Doing a First Friday into a farmer's market was going to be a lot of long hours.
Yes.
And also the Bullhead Farmer's Market is always, aren't year round, but when they do have their market, they're most are on the first Saturday. So I didn't want to compete with Bullhead. So yeah.
What are the hours for the farmer's market?
They're 8 to noon. And okay. We kind of tested that a little bit this last season, going 9 to 1, but we're never switching again. That noon to 1 was just really slow.
Yeah.
So I know it's cold, dark in the morning in the winter at 8 a.m., but that's okay.
Well, yeah.
there's no snow on the ground, so we will survive.
That's right. That's right. How many vendors do you typically get for a farmer's market day?
So right now we're all inside for the summer, and we can hold about 17 vendors inside, and that includes like Wild Coffee. That's always there. I count them as businesses that are open. So that is the max we can get inside. And then when we can spread outside into the parking lot, we get up to about 40.
Wow.
So, yep.
So the application for the farmer's market, is that also on the CAUSE website?
That is a different website.
Okay.
And it's just lakehavasufarmersmarket.com, just all spelled out. And it's all, we just launched our online application for that. So you don't have to fill out a paper app anymore. You just create a profile. You pay, you'll be able to pay through there once I send an invoice, select all your market dates, literally from July 2021 all the way through June of 2022, you can select which markets you want to participate in. So
wow.
Really tried to streamline that and lower the amount of emails back and forth. So
yeah, no, I've been to the farmer's market quite a few times, and it always has a huge crowd, and the merchandise there, and everybody there is just always so happy. And
it's fun. At first, I have to speak in August, at a conference, but the coolest thing I found over the last 2 years is when I first started the farmer's market, every established business already had their method of reaching their consumer. So when I pitched the market, they were like, why? I don't need to. I already have my customer base. But now it's been established for 2 years, and new businesses are actually using the market as a way to reach, like, we're part of their business plan as one of their, you know, marketing things that they're going to do to gain more customer base. So that's neat to kind of, it took 2 years. I didn't know how long it was going to take for that transition to happen, and I was hopeful it would. But yeah, it's neat to see now, like, when people present their business plan or their concept, the farmer's market is listed as like a resource. That's neat.
Yeah, no, that is really cool. And what you've done with that, it's really grown. And now you've mentioned First Friday, something else that you're involved in the community. I know that it is kind of on a break right now for summer, but does it start back up in September?
Yes, it starts in September and we'll go through May. So that's kind of their seasonal. It's just too hot. But
right, yeah.
Yeah, we're already now we're planning it. We had a meeting last week to already, even though September seems a few months away, the planning.
Oh, it'll come
fast. Because got to apply for the liquor license and all of that.
Yeah.
So
with First Friday, that's pretty much just a block party on Main Street. I know that Yard City is kind of the focal point for that.
It's the main mission of that is to create culture and help revitalize downtown. Just bring people down to Main Street on a monthly basis, and then also give the artists and that creative world that Havasu has just kind of an avenue. There's no fee to set up. It's funded between Go Lake Havasu and the PED, so it's a great partnership there. But yeah, it's just to kind of bring that culture and the art. Mm-hmm. Downtown.
So to be a vendor, you're saying that there's no fees. Do they have to sign up through the first Friday so you guys kind of know who
yes.
is going to be there?
Yeah, because okay. we have to place everyone. And it is firstfridayhavasu.com is the website to apply for those. I'm not sure if they're live yet for September, but that's where.
And volunteering is at the same website too, because I know that you guys were looking for volunteers to kind of
yes.
help out with
yep.
that.
Okay. I think you can do that or send an email to firstfridayhavasu@gmail.com. And yes.
Okay. And all of these websites, they will be linked to this podcast. So you'll be able to access those on our Havasu Chamber website. So a couple other things that you're a part of, the Food Alliance. I'm not really familiar with this. Can you kind of tell me what the Food Alliance is?
So that is just starting.
Okay.
So over the last year with COVID, I think a lot of people started questioning, I know I did, supply distribution when we couldn't get, our toilet paper and our Lysol wipes
yes.
and our hand sanitizer. and our supply chain for food was disrupted. We couldn't
yes.
get some chicken. We couldn't get yeast and baking soda and some very random things. So it really started the conversation, especially being in Havasu, where we're not on an interstate and you have to come down the 95. How if our supply chain for food was seriously disrupted, more so than with the pandemic, how would we survive?
Yeah.
Just joke, there's only so many fish in the lake, but there literally are so many fish in
yes.
the lake, and it's hard to grow stuff here. I think when I found with the market is there's so many little hidden resources of, oh, this person knows how to do this, and this person knows how to do that. It was just like, if we did more of that collaborative and collective resources together, if there was ever a really serious pandemic where supply chain was completely cut off, and it's not just about supply chain, but it's more about working together to have a more sustainable food system.
Yes, absolutely. I love that as a community. I mean, we need to know that we can rely on our neighbors, like within our neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
we know who has gardens and things like that. And with the Food Alliance, it seems like that would be very essential.
Yeah, it's anything food. So it doesn't have to be a brick and mortar restaurant. Of course, they're included. There's a ton of at-home bakers in Havasu and getting, them out of, developing their business out of their house,
mm-hmm.
The farming to literally anything food related can fall under the Food Alliance, and just keeping that, those conversations and those resources open. So I worked with Local First Arizona. We had a food symposium, and then we held a series of 3 focus groups, which led to some pretty, cool action items, that hopefully, the committee can take from here.
Right. So with the committee, the group that created this Food Alliance, is there room for people to join? How does that?
Yes, we're just, I actually saw my list of to-dos to schedule our first meeting outside of the focus groups.
Okay.
And I have a co-chair, Teresa from Jersey's Bar and Grill. She stepped up to help me co-chair that and just kind of get a committee and those discussions and start, seeing which action items out of all the focus groups we want to start to kind of bring more recognition to the Alliance. There's also a few ideas I have for the London Bridge 50th anniversary celebration that the Food Alliance could do with some of the restaurants in some neat features that would hopefully start to bring recognition. We got a logo. We did all that through the focus groups. So hopefully we just, the community will start being more aware of what is this.
And, yeah, stepping up. And mm-hmm.
There's some rural communities throughout Arizona that once they got an alliance or a coalition kind of going, it's literally Havasu doesn't need any saving, but some really rural communities, Ajo is the prime example. They started a food coalition and it literally turned Ajo into a destination where before you just kind of drove through and didn't know you missed Ajo or not. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to read about how it really changed their economy. So,
So that information, is that going to be on a certain website? Is it for like Go Lake Havasu? Will it be on there?
We will probably start on Go Lake Havasu and probably start a social media, maybe group or page. But yeah.
Okay. And speaking of Go Lake Havasu, you are the director of
Community Programs and Relations.
Okay. So yes. You can find Reagan on the Go Lake Havasu website. You can find her on the CAUSE website. Reagan also won the Outstanding Young Professional Award with the Chamber at our 2021 annual meeting this year. She has juggled a lot within the past year with the pandemic and trying to figure that whole thing out. I know that it was it was a lot on your shoulders. How did you juggle all that and your home life and...
Oh, a lot of schedule, cancel, and then just learn Zoom really well. So, we kept a lot of the meetings going virtual and on Zoom. And then we didn't cancel, with the governor's orders, and actually pretty much across the country, farmers markets were deemed essential. When you couldn't get soap at the grocery store, you were able to get soap at the farmer's market.
And I'm so happy because there's everything at the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely the right call.
So we were able to keep that going, followed a bunch of the safety protocols that other farmer markets were doing as far as sanitizer around and no sampling. None of our vendors sampled. All of the guidelines that are mayor had put in, we followed all of those. So just kept it going. It's just myself and my husband at home, so I didn't have to juggle too much with the school. That would have been just crazy if I had kids at home and trying to teach them. Would have been a lot. I can't imagine. So it wasn't too chaotic at home. My husband is in healthcare, so he never quit. We never really skipped a beat as far as work goes. Go Lake Havasu, we did work from home for quite a bit while the office was shut down. But, with technology, I could access everything on my computer.
It's amazing.
It was never really like a day off or anything. And then we did do, in partnership with the Hospitality Association, we did the Havasu Helps Hospitality Meal Voucher Program. So that kept me very busy as well.
Okay. And the Hospitality Association, is that kind of like, when I think of it, is it kind of like Rotary? I'm not really familiar
with it. It's actually set up just like Go Lake Havasu and the Chamber of Commerce are set up. Not so much Go Lake Havasu, but the Chamber, where there's memberships and anybody can be a member that wants to just has any. We have all kinds of members, but it's primarily to help and support the hospitality industry.
Okay.
We have membership meetings. Then we can bring in guest speakers. We do a few different fundraising events to highlight our local restaurants and our local chefs. And then our fall event, we try and bring camaraderie and, friendly competition to the hospitality industry. Hopefully this next year we'll be able to start giving out some scholarships. That association is the one that started the Certified Tourism Ambassador Program that Go Lake Havasu now oversees. But any type of education, seminar, anything from you know, hospitality incomes, restaurants, hotels, anything. And so the Hospitality Association and tourism, just they kind of work side by side.
So when everything was happening during the pandemic, were you guys responsible for sending out that information to your members about guidelines and things like that for the restaurants?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We would send all that out in addition to, you know, the chamber.
Everything else.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I have been enlightened. This is, you have a lot on your plate, and I learned a lot, and hopefully the listeners learned a lot about what's going on in the community. I do kind of want to touch on the whole, I know that there's this new, I don't know if you want to call it a team or for Main Street. I know that there's something going on maybe to reamp Main Street. Like, what is...
So we actually just had our first kind of meeting in 5 years.
Oh, wow.
The same association that has always been there since 1994 is still active, but there is a lot of new energy on Main Street with a lot of new retail.
I know there's a new workplace being built next to Sanchez Hawkins, and that's kind of like an open, kind of like the F-106.
Mm-hmm. It will replace F-106.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
F-106 has been the PED's pilot program, and then that will eventually move up there. So they're just starting construction on that. The murals, there's, you know, a few buildings have changed property owners. So there's just a really good energy on the street, where I think it would be time to work together. And again, it's just like the Hospitality Association. It's a membership organization where people would pay membership dues. But again, anybody who had an interest or a passion for downtown can be a member. So at one time, it was hundreds of members strong. We did many, many events down there. We did different fundraising things. The city did fund the Main Street Association at one time, so it's always a very important public-private partnership because property owners are private, but that street is always going to be public and owned by the city. As long as that private and public partnership is there, a downtown can do absolutely amazing things. So that association has had its fair share of struggles over the years, but either I don't learn lessons or I just have high hopes that we could have a core group and have some really neat things happen downtown again. So.
And that website for...
There is not one. That would be a goal of having members again and having some fundraising. The First Friday Havasu has some really good links to downtown for retail and for... dining that we'll probably use to help launch a website. We used to have one, but that is a huge goal we talked about last night is, you know, the social media still exists, but doing more social media for that downtown, I think it's LHC downtown, but to have just more of that presence again, so...
No, that would be great. I mean, I can definitely see the potential. There's a lot of new businesses going down. The whole thing with the cause, the like you said, the murals, the new buildings and things like that, it has a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
And just to kind of get those right minds to get it up and running and
work together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Reagan, thank you so much. This has been a great informing podcast, and hopefully people get online, you know, sign up, volunteer, get involved in your community. Like Reagan has, I mean, I can't even count all the things that she does.
If you're bored, just let me know and I will find something for you to do.
She will find something for you to do. So, well, thank you again, and have a great day, Reagan. And
thank you.
This is Lisa Krueger. Thank you for listening to this episode from your local Chamber Pod Squad with
Kathy,
Nikki,
Amanda,
and Michelle.